It's 4-1 Admirals. Less than 4 minutes left in regulation. As Whiskey, it's officially called as a tripping minor, 16-12 into the third period. Same two teams tomorrow afternoon. 2:50 pregame show. Faceoff will be at 3:10. And Grizzlies down by three. It's kind of a wing and a prayer, but the Grizzlies are looking up to the heavens and hoping for a miracle. As Knasowicz talking with Kyle Mayhew and company, Josh Wesley. 6-on-3. It looks like Januzzi, it's the same strategy. He's going to be on the ice for the faceoff. He's going to be halfway between the blue line and the goal line, and he's going to be looking towards the Grizzlies bench. If Utah wins the faceoff and has control of the puck, Januzzi's going to race off the ice and make it a 6-on-3. Jeff Carr, the Norfolk coach, will talk things over. Interesting, Grizzlies use their 30-second timeout, and now Norfolk has used their timeout as well. As Jeff Carr talking with Keaton Jamison and Cameron Nault in particular, Brady Florent looking on as well. So with a 5-on-3 power play, which could be 6-on-3 with Utah's net empty, Grizzlies are looking at this as an opportunity. You know, you never know. You pick up that first goal and you make it a two-goal game. It's still a long shot, but anything can happen. And obviously, we've seen the Grizzlies, you know, in years past, score three goals in less than a four-minute stretch. So this one's not over yet. It's the only game in the league that's in progress right now. Earlier today, the Allen Americans got a 5-2 victory over Kalamazoo. And they are now 1 point ahead of Utah and Wichita for fourth place in the Mountain Division. So the Grizzlies will have Fitz, Cutler, Stapley, Wesley, and Mayhew. Five on the ice right now. If Utah wins the draw, Januzzi will race off the ice and will turn into a 6-on-3 with Utah's net empty. Jamison will take the faceoff. He's got Cameron Nault out there. And, well, I need new glasses. I think that's Carson Musser out there on the far goal line. As a draw won by Norfolk. Januzzi stays in there as Musser clears it out. Januzzi races towards the nearest circle and out lets it to Mayhew. Mayhew a neutral ice will lay it for Cutler. Cutler crosses center ice down the middle. He steps over the line and skates towards his right. Januzzi still in there as Cutler gets dragged down. Jamison in the area. Fitz. Stapley comes out of the pile. Near circle. Centers the west. Take a shot and hits the post. Boy, wide open net. He hit the post. As Cutler now on the right side, skates towards the high slot. Now to Mayhew. Less than a minute left in the 5-on-3. Mayhew in the high slot, feeds to Stapley near goal line. Stapley across to Cutler over to Wesley. One-timer, that goes wide. Januzzi's still in there. As there's 3:05 left in regulation, it's 4-1 Norfolk. Stapley, left point, glides towards his right. Stapley over to Mayhew, left side. He pushes across and bounced off of Jamison and into the back of the net. As Utah gets their second goal, as Mayhew looking for a centering pass, and it looked like it bounced off of maybe Jamison, as Mayhew is going to get his 11th goal of the season to make that 12th goal of the year. Now it's his 11th goal of the season for Mayhew. As Mayhew is in the nearest circle, bounce it off of Jamison and into the back of the net. So you could say Jamison has contributed to four goals tonight. Doesn't get any points there, but it bounced off of Jamison into the back of his own net. It's a 5-on-3 power play goal. And now we're skating 5-on-4. Januzzi's still in there. There's 2:57 left in the third, and it's now a 4-2 game. So Mayhew, who has 13 power play assists, called his own number, and he gets his 11th goal of the year. Norfolk wins the draw, and they'll sell it all the way towards Januzzi. Brett Stapley is going to get an assist, which is his team leading 38th of the year. As Wesley gets the neutral ice with ease, he crosses center right wing. He steps over the line, gets around Florent, drops it for Fitz. He fires it towards the near corner. 48 seconds left in the 5-on-4 power play. Florent gets the neutral ice. He's back checked by Fitz. Fitz took it away. Fitz moves it across to Mayhew, settles in left side. Mayhew tried to center it to Cutler, bounced off a skate. Januzzi comes off. Utah's net is empty. Mayhew throws it towards Fitz. It glances off the stick of McDougal. Fans take up a Let's Go Grizzlies chant. Action behind Norfolk's net. Puck kicks towards the near side. Now around to Mayhew. Left point. Mayhew dance around. He fires towards an and a score! Mayhew fired towards the net. Fitz might have redirected it. And it's now a one-goal game. It's still on Fitz skating to the bench first. It looks like Fitz has picked up his 16th of the year. Mayhew scored 17:03 in, and about a minute later, It's still on Fitz. Getting the goal as he redirected the Kyle Mayhew shot. That's now a one-goal game. Boy, anything can happen. And for the Grizzlies, it's that never-say-die attitude. It looked like it was all but over. Utah scores two power play goals to turn a 4-1 Norfolk lead into a 4-3 game. Stapley will take the draw. Januzzi's in net right now. 2:09 left in the third. Off the draw, it's won by Norfolk. Caddick fires towards the net as he skips it towards the near corner. Januzzi rolls it along the boards as Cutler has to go between his legs. Stapley skates into the zone, right side. Januzzi fires away. Stapley with a shot, it's blocked away. Cutler right side, gets towards Wesson. One time he scores! Grizzlies tie it up! Grizzlies tie it up! Grizzlies tie it up! Unbelievable! 3 goals in less than 2 minutes, and it's now tied at 4! Incredible! Unbelievable comeback by the Grizzlies! 2 power play goals, and Josh Wesson with a one-timer in the high slot! And just like that, it's 4-4! This crowd is going nuts at Maverick Center. Because it's now anybody's game. As Norfolk and neutralized will skip it in. Januzzi behind his net. We're tied at 4 of the minute and a half left in regulation. Up ahead, Aragon battles with McDougal. Pass ahead. As Stapley's going to get his second assist. As Wickers moves it across to Stucker. Stucker back to Wickers. Cutler's going to get an assist as well. Up ahead, puck flies into the Norfolk zone and out of play. Draw's going to come back to neutral ice. What an unbelievable comeback by the Grizzlies. Well, you got to quickly do the math. They scored 3 goals in a minute and 8 seconds to turn a 4-1 Norfolk lead into a 4-4 game. Unbelievable. Draws at neutral ice. Tied at 4. Wickers dumps it in after the Grizzlies won the draw. As Utah along the end boards. Penner behind the net. Kicks it out in front. Aragon has a poke off his stick. As the Admirals move it to the right side. They cross center. Iverson dumps it in, but not all the way. So he got hit by his former Rapid City teammate, Quinn Wickers. As Grizzlies move it ahead, they make a line change. Robbie Stucker skates down the middle. Less than a minute left, 50 seconds left. Stucker ahead, didn't get much on a pass. As Lewiski moves it across, Grizzlies have a tap off their stick. And it goes towards the near boards. Florent throws it in deeper. Lewiski delivers a shot on Wickers. Stucker far side, skips it ahead. It's picked off by Smirnoff. Smirnoff, far circle, gets challenged by Stucker. Smirnoff feeds it towards middle. It bounced off of Cutler. Musser fires ahead. It's picked off by Stucker. Up ahead as Squant moves it towards the near corner. Cutler over in the corner. As he rolls along the boards, it's cut off by Glant behind the net. Near side. Admirals. Musser moves it across. Left side. Smirnoff near the Grizzlies bench. Steps over the line. Smirnoff throws it towards Ferenc. Siren pass is poked away. Good defensive play by Stapley. McLean throws it across. Norfolk backhands it ahead, left far side, shot, save. Everybody hacking away, and that will do it for regulation. And unbelievably, 3 goals in a minute and 8 seconds has turned a 3-goal deficit into a 4-4 tie heading into overtime as the Grizzlies come away with a standing point. An incredible comeback by the Grizzlies. Boy, there are some standings points you say they're well earned, and there's one where this one came out of absolutely nowhere. 7-minute overtime session. We talked about the comeback ability for this Grizzlies multiple times, overcoming multiple goal deficits. This is about as improbable as we've seen. The ECHL app has pretty much gone frozen. It's hard to really calculate who scored what for Utah. What an incredible performance by the Grizzlies to come back. You talk about that never-say-die attitude, earning standings points, Just unbelievable. The fans are going absolutely crazy here at Maverick Center. An unexpected third period comeback here on military night. Chris Hagan getting the fans to charge up with a Let's Go Grizzlies chant. Wherever you are, feel the atmosphere here at Maverick Center on military night. Both teams to come away with a standing point. And if the Grizzlies come away with two standing points tonight, you're talking about the most incredible, amazing victory we've seen in many years. Grizzlies 4, Admirals 4, ECHL app is not yet updated itself. They still have it as a 4-1 game. It happened just like that. Tic-tac-toe, and before you know it, it's 4-4. Mayhew got the party started with a power play goal, 17:03 in, with Stapley getting the assist. That was a 5-on-3 power play goal. Less than a minute later, 17:51 in, it was Fitz cutting into the lead, making it 4-3. 20 seconds after Fitz made it 4-3, Josh Wesley on a one-timer from the high slot. Scored to tie it up at 4. Grizzlies had 6 scoring chances in the third period. And 3 of them found the back of the net. Admirals with 4 scoring chances in the third. Both teams get a standing point. Brett Stapley will take the draw. He's got Brandon Cutler to his left and Kyle Mayhew to his right. Grizzlies will be skating from left to right here in overtime. Sean Montgomery will take the faceoff for Norfolk. He's out there with Cameron Nault and Andrew McLean. Draw won by the Admirals. We're tied at 4. McLean behind his net as he surveys. Admiral skating from right to left. McLean skates down the middle. He'll push it ahead to Montgomery and make that Nault. Nault gets cut off by Mayhew as he was entering the Grizzly zone. Puck ahead. Cutler ahead to Stapley, who's challenged by Montgomery. Now Nault at center ice will throw it back into his own end for McLean. Near side, left wing across the center ice. Steps over the line, drops it for Montgomery. Left side, Montgomery fires towards the net. It goes wide on a righty blast. Montgomery comes off. Nault gets spun around by Cutler. Mayhew pushes Nault along the boards. Cutler comes out with a puck. He'll skip it towards Luke Manning in his pro debut. He skates down the middle on a breakaway. Manning with a backhand shot. Saved by Salmanov. And it's going to be a penalty as Manning got slashed by Keaton Jamison. And so it's going to be a power play for the Grizzlies. Boy, what great drama there as Luke Manning in his pro debut had a breakaway. And he got slashed by McLean. I thought it was Jamison. Jamison was on the ice, but it's McLean that gets the penalty. So Utah is going to get a power play in overtime. Both teams have used their timeout, but the referee has been very liberal in letting the Grizzlies drop a play. Wesley and Mayhew are out there, two defensemen for the Grizzlies, Cutler and Stapley. As the referee putting his palm in the air, both teams have used their timeout, but both teams are stalling a little bit. For the Grizzlies, it keeps their same three-man unit on the ice, and yet just add Wesley to the mix. Jamison will be out there with Louis Jean and Brady Florent. Jamison will take the faceoff. He took a lot of critical faceoffs for the Grizzlies last year, and he's taking them for Norfolk this year. Stapley will take the faceoff for Utah. Stapley had 2 third-period assists. 6:09 left in overtime. We're miraculously tied at 4. Draw one by Norfolk. Louis Jean will clear it out. Januzzi, far circle, will push it ahead. As Mayhew gets a neutral ice. Now he crosses center. Mayhew drops it off for Cutler. Is at the Utah line. Cutler pivots and skates towards his left. Now Cutler skates north-south. He steps over the line. Skates towards the far corner. Cutler around the net. He'll chip it up top to Mayhew. Now to Josh Wesley in the left wing. Wesley has 15 goals this season. Wesley, one of the best scoring defensemen in the league. Over to Mayhew. Back to Wesley, right side. Over to Cutler, near side. Back to Wesley. Over to Mayhew, left side. Back to Stapley along the far goal line. Stapley will switch places with Mayhew. Now he skates towards his left. He's near the blue line. Stapley, eye slobber to Wesley. One time he scores! Grizzlies win! Grizzlies win! Grizzlies win! As Josh Wesley gets the second of the night, Utah overcomes a 4-1 deficit. They scored 3 goals in 1:08. And Josh Wesley's the hero tonight. Unbelievable victory! Unbelievable! that's about the best comeback you're ever going to see. Grizzlies, 5. And the Admirals, 4. Unbelievable. What can you say? Down 4-1 with 3 minutes left. Maverick Center's up for grabs. The captain, Josh Wesley. You can inject this Grizzlies magic directly in my veins. I don't know what it is about this unit.